It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Mercedes Morgan. She is with USARA here in the Price area. First, we're going to talk about what USARA is and then some of the offerings that they have and things that they're doing here in the area to help people out. Mercedes, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And, you know, we were speaking a little bit off the air about the fact that the world has kind of changed for everybody. But let's talk and let people know what it is that USARA is and what they do in the area. And then we can kind of talk about some of the offerings that you guys have.
Okay, yeah, of course. So USARA is actually a nonprofit organization, and it stands for Utah Support Advocates for Recovery Awareness. And we have recently opened up a recovery community center here in Price. It's on Main Street. And it is a place where you can utilize resources to find recovery, to progress forward in recovery, to find, you know, whatever pathway works for you individually. And, you know, the world is changing, so we're having to find different ways to utilize different resources right now.
And you guys actually have different meetings and things like that for different groups. And one of the ones that kind of caught my eye, and we talked about that, is, you know, you always had coffee and recovery, but now you're doing that virtually. So it's kind of interesting and fun how you guys are doing this, because you're still able to, you know, get together and things like that, but you're keeping that distance. So let's talk about some of the things that you are offering and doing virtually.
Okay, yeah. So Coffee and Recovery has been one of our biggest meetings. People love it. We love it. It's a great way to get connected. So we have accessed that through different virtual hubs. You know, we use Zoom. We use GoToMeetings. So if you have an email, if you have a phone, they're really easily accessible. And right now, between our different recovery community centers throughout the state of Utah, we are hosting around 11 different types of meetings, because we do believe in all pathways. So we have Recovery Dharma, which is Buddhist-based. We have Coffee and Recovery, which is more of an open discussion and pulling cards. We have some 12-step meetings, and we have yoga. So really, you know, it's unlimited in the different kind of pathways that we do offer. You know, like I said before, everybody's substance use disorder looked different. So everybody's recovery looks different. So what we're really trying to do is just say, you know, hey, in this time of craziness where, you know, you are having to isolate and you are having to quarantine and social distance, you can still stay connected to one another, because that is the biggest part of finding sobriety and finding recovery is connection.
And there, as you said, there is no cookie cutter approach to recovery for anyone. So let's talk about some of the ways that people can get this information. Now, you guys do have a Facebook page, correct?
We do. We have a Facebook page. It is USARA, which is USARA, and it's just the Price location. And we post on there. We're currently doing giveaways weekly just to keep people engaged, which has been great. You know, we're trying to give back to the community and gift cards to shop locally and to get groceries and things like that, which I think has been awesome. And then also, we have got our website, which is myusara.com. And there is a little tab on the right-hand side that says resources, and it'll take you to our online recovery resource center. And it's got everything from important phone numbers to USARA groups and meetings, recovery meetings, and support for family members and loved ones, as well as different apps you can download that will help, meditation apps and podcasts and things like that, to just help you, you know, stay strong in your recovery and just stay working cohesively as to what that'll look like, because the new normal is going to be a little bit different than the normal that we're used to.
It most definitely will. And speaking of the new normal, we were talking a bit off the air about the fact that just like most of the restaurants and salons and things, you guys have to also you know, create and submit a mitigation plan before you can even reopen. And you were saying that you're kind of taking your cues from your offices upstate, correct?
Yeah, so we're following state guidelines, and, you know, our number one concern is always going to be the safety of our community, of our participants, and our partners in the community. So, you know, for us, as of right now, we don't have an exact date as to when we're going to submit that mitigation plan. It's just going to be, you know, whatever happens with the community, we're kind of just watching that and ebbing and flowing with that, but we're still offering all of our resources over the phone, over the computer. And we're trying to put together, you know, a barbecue, you know, where we can keep it under 20 people and still social distance and wear masks. But we will be opening slowly when we do to minimize foot traffic to keep our community safe.
Okay. And once again, that, you know, you're going to just kind of take your cues from your offices in Salt Lake for that.
Yes.
So until then, get on that Facebook page and, you know, do you guys have your schedules there and on online as well?
Yep. So we have the schedules on our Facebook page, and there's always new meetings being added. So I try to keep up and post on there as frequently as I can. But, you know, if somebody doesn't have access to social media or the internet, you know, dependent upon what kind of resources they have at their disposal, like I said, my work cell phone is always available to the public, as well as Shirley's.
Okay. We're speaking with Mercedes Morgan with USARA of the, right here, there's an office here in Price. They are a statewide agency. They have Facebook. They have a web page. Let's give everybody that web page one last time, shall we?
Yes. So it is MyUSARA, which is MyUSARA.com.
All right. Mercedes, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you again for having me.
Anytime. Now, for more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, CastleCountryRadio.com.